always have some tissue.
Here's a tissue.
Sean is dealing with adult things.
Oh, really?
Yeah, there's a bunch of strippers at his new house.
I used to work with a bunch of strippers.
Oh, hey. Little trivia fact I learned recently about strippers.
Uh-oh.
They don't like stripper jokes?
No. Did you know Tesla was at the first birthday party to have a cake where a stripper popped out of the top of it?
The band Tesla?
No, the...
Nikolai Tesla?
Nikolai, the...
Oh. He never struck me as that fun of a person.
Well, I don't know if he chose to do it, but he was there.
Oh.
Yeah, the person having the party is rarely the person that gets the stripper to jump out of a cake.
Yeah, I don't know if it was for his birthday or someone else's.
Was it a birthday?
Oh, I don't know, actually, now. But anyway, this is just a little trivia that I heard recently. That was interesting. Before, they used to just bake the strippers into it.
They died? A lot of people died that way. There's a lot of R&D on the whole getting strippers into a cake technology.
Well, yeah, I mean, it was a lot of hit or miss for a while, you know.
Many strippers died to bring you this cake.
So, yeah, I mean, we should, you know, feel privileged when we get a stripper cake?
I think so. I don't know if I would feel privileged. I'd probably feel very awkward and strange.
Now, modern stripper cakes are very rarely actually cakes, right? They're just cardboard with, like, decoration on the outside.
Yeah. There might be some layers of cake. Like a sheet cake that you, like, lay on it.
Hmm. Thus making it more convincing. I suppose.
Really, all my experience with these cakes are from
Under Siege?
Under Siege, yeah.
Sure. I think Eric Olenek's going to jump out of every one of them.
Yep. I agree. So, yeah. Well, just before I called, I was watching, or beginning to watch, the JHS History of the Proco Rat Pedal.
Oh, I used to have a Proco Rat.
An hour and a half long special on the history of the Proco Rat's pedal.
I am not that interested in pedals.
That's a great circuit. I mean...
It's a great circuit. Nerd.
I think the Rat is a really good sounding pedal. I personally don't own one. I've never bought one. I've got a couple of clones, like knockoffs.
Yeah.
But recently JHS released a, what they call it, a box of rats or something like that.
There's a one that has several different rat sounds in it.
Yeah, it's got nine different, and they're not emulated. There's actually different boards. So when you switch the emulation knob, it's physically making different connections to different boards.
So how come...
And they packed all this in
particular. Pedals in particular don't get sued the pants off of. Because everybody seems to, like, unabashedly steal each other's.
Well,
because there's 1,000 different tube screamers. Can you just not copyright a circuit?
Maybe the patents expired on them?
Mm.
Which would be the most likely thing I would think of, because patents do expire eventually. And those, I mean, we're talking, like, with the Tube Screamer and the Rat, those are pretty old circuits, you know? And, like, with the stuff, most of the stuff Behringer copies, it's, like, pretty old stuff, old synthesizers and stuff. What I don't get is when a company like JHS does it, and does it to the extreme of packing nine of them into one pedal, like, people seem to think, oh, cool, you know? But, like, when Behringer does it, people don't like it. Or when some Chinese company knocks off a pedal and sells it cheap or whatever. Maybe it's because JHS doesn't sell them cheap.
Yeah.
So they're looked on as being more legitimate because they're not cheap.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I don't know. I'm having a hell of a time with recording stuff this week. I just don't know if I am cut out for it.
I think you've done pretty good so far.
Yeah, but I mean, my ears just don't understand stuff when I'm mixing things. And, you know, no matter what I do, I cannot make myself sing better. Mm. And so, I don't know. I don't know what I'm doing.
Well,
I mean, I am still doing the Mike Norton thing, which is no matter what, I keep doing it. Which I feel is something everybody should probably, you know, do. Not that I'm some kind of role model, but I just think it's a good way to live your life is to push through adversity. But it's still, the little victories are far outshined by the little defeats.
Well, if I can offer some words of encouragement.
Okay.
As far as the singing goes, when you say make yourself sing better, I mean, that's kind of a relative thing. Is it just not what you want it to sound like, or do you just think it doesn't sound good compared to somebody else? Or
I think it just doesn't sound right. Like, does not sound like, oh, that is not what it should sound like. That is not the right key or something like that. Hmm. Or just maybe that's not the right tone. It doesn't, see, that's the thing. My ears aren't doing me a good service right now.
Well, we can circle back around to that.
Well, I mean, you know, Marty's the same way with me. He's telling me, you know, all the stuff, and I'm just like, well, it doesn't help if you can't tell me to get out of my head when it's making art.
No, you know? But I'm saying it's one of those things that sometimes it eventually just clicks.
Eventually, that's why I'm still doing it. I mean, it helps that I've, you know, been doing something since I was born that is essentially the same sort of problem attached to it.
Really? You had that much problem with breathing?
Yes. You fuck! I'm gonna kill you! Come over here right now!
Obviously, you have not had that much problem with anger.
I do have a lot of problems with breathing.
Well, that,
I think I have like a psychosomatic thing about it, you know.
For that, you need to see a doctor.
Yeah, I know. I brought it up before. He thought it was stress. And I was like, yeah, not thinking you can breathe will cause stress.
It's true. But to address your second thing about mixing stuff. Again, that's something you get better at as you do it. But
sure. I mean, I know.
Even if you don't ever get to the point where you're satisfied with your mixing, a lot of musicians are like that, and that's why there's a lot of people who do nothing but mix stuff. You know.
I understand that. I get it. But I'm trying to balance keeping this fun, because you know, I've said before, I turn everything into a job, and I don't want to spend all my free time working.
Right. I'm sure your wife doesn't want you to spend all your free time working either.
She doesn't care. She doesn't care. Stay down in the basement, she says. She doesn't say that, but
I wouldn't think so.
But yeah, that's how my life's been going. Been trying to make some stupid deadlines. Decided not to go to C2E2.
Really?
Yep.
I wondered. I looked and saw that they, I looked at their Artist Alley thing, and I didn't see you listed there.
Are there a lot of people going?
I mean, they had a number of names listed, a number of names I recognized even, so. Which made me, I mean, and that, you know, includes like Jenny and Tim and stuff like that, so when I didn't see your name, I wondered if you weren't actually going.
Yeah.
And, like, Jim Terry's going to be there.
Mm-hmm.
Stuff like that.
Well, I mean, I don't really even hang out with those guys anymore.
But, I mean, you know.
Jim comes in, but, you know, he barely comes in. I don't know why he has stuff here. He He comes in like maybe once a month.
Because it's always nice.
Would you pay rent on a place if you were only there once a month?
I probably wouldn't, no. I wouldn't think it was worth it to me.
No, because it's not worth it.
I would just drop in once a month.
Yeah, right.
And hang out.
That's what I used to do when I left Devil's Due. I'd come see you guys maybe like once a month.
Yeah, that's pretty much what I would do. Like, but
I wouldn't pay Josh rent to be there. As much as he'd love to try and get me to.
Yeah, I was going
to
say, he might not have actually thought about that at one point. No, I'm kidding about that. I don't know that he actually did. I was just making a joke. But
mm-hmm. I mean, he did with Tim. He made Tim pay him rent.
Did he?
Yeah, he made Tim pay rent to be at the studio after Tim went freelance.
Oh. Well, got to make the bills somehow, I guess.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, there's other. Is the whatchamacallit still coming there on C2E2 weekend? The
Mystery Science Theater?
Yeah.
Hello? What happened?
Are you not there?
I didn't hear what you were saying unless you made one of your weird, like, pauses that you don't say anything.
Oh, no, I replied. I said, when you said Mystery Science Theater 3000, I said, oh, yeah, that one.
Yeah, you disappeared. I didn't see you or hear you.
Anyway, so is that still coming, or did they cancel that out yet?
No, that's still coming.
We'll see. You still got stuff to do that weekend.
Oh, yeah, and everybody, I mean, I have to see people. I'm not setting up, and I'm not working.
You might find that to be a very liberating experience.
I might. I don't have a ticket to go to it. You're not coming, are you?
I've got a ticket.
Oh, well, I mean, if you come, then...
I'm trying to figure out, a lot of it's going to depend on weather and whether or not they, you know, let me have a booster shot by then.
I mean, you can just schedule one at Walgreens, dude.
They're not, I thought they weren't authorized for people under 60 yet.
No, they're giving it to kids there now.
Right, but I mean, kids are getting their first shots.
Yes, you can get one, I think. Wait a minute, maybe...
I think for the boosters, you have to schedule them, and you can only schedule them if you're over 60 or in a high-risk thing.
Oh, sorry. I just assumed everybody was
like being
sick.
On, you know, high, certain health things, or like if you're working in a high-risk job, or... I
told them I was a crab fisherman from Alaska, so they let me do it.
Oh, okay. I mean, I suppose if I told them I have to attend conventions, that would be a high-risk thing, wouldn't it?
No, because technically you don't. I'm proving that.
Oh.
Sorry. So it's my fault you're not getting one.
But I don't know. I mean, they might have those approved by then, too. So we still got a couple weeks. It's coming up. It's on the 10th.
Yeah. Sorry.
Sorry. It's not your fault. What I wonder, though, is what's this going to do for C2E2 next year? Are they going to schedule it for December again next year?
No, they already have a scheduled time for it. I forgot when it is.
For next year?
Yeah.
It's not like April again, is it?
It's something like June or something, maybe? I don't know.
Because, I mean, it would seem really weird if they had it like 3 months
after.
Well,
that's the thing with all these shows. I don't know. I feel real weird not doing it. I feel less that I have it in me to do it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I'm trying to say, I think, if this is right, August, I guess, in 2022.
Yeah. Which is, I don't know if that's when, because, you know, Wizard World is now... Fan Expo,
okay.
Next year, and Wizard World's usually in August, so I don't know if there's going to be a battle of conventions.
I haven't really kept up with it. Does the Wizard World still have a decent draw? or Fan Expo or whatever?
I don't know.
Wasn't it called Fan Expo a long time ago?
No.
What was it before it was, what was the Chicago Con before it was Wizard World?
Chicago Comic Con.
That's just what it was called?
Yep.
Huh. I thought it was something else. But, anywho.
Anyway, all those outside sources are just causing me internal strife for some reason. I shouldn't be thinking about it. Also getting these books done this month so I can move on to other things.
Oh, yeah. Brother, I know that feeling.
Well, I have a graphic novel I've been neglecting. Me and Rafer and, you know, this Teen Titans thing was a fill-in that should have been done months ago, but I just realized I'm going to be casting aspersions on people if I continue this train of thought.
So. Well, generally speaking, I guess, you know.
Let's just say I am not the reason it's taken so long.
Well, you know. I'll believe you.
You'll believe me? Thanks.
I'll believe you. So this year you'll get to actually do what I do at cons, I guess.
That's if I go.
Not really bother hanging out at the con very much.
Yeah, I mean, I was thinking about doing a pizza thing.
Just, meeting up with people afterwards, or, I mean...
Yeah, because, McKeever's coming,
right.
And
yeah.
Gavin Guidry is still staying at my house.
Oh, is he?
Yeah. He actually texted me the other day, and he's like, so, what's the best way to get downtown? So, because he saw that I tweeted I wasn't going. It's like, I knew it. I knew he just cared. All he cared about was a ride.
Well, it's not hard to get downtown from there.
Yeah.
There's several ways.
I mean, the best way if you're taking a bunch of stuff is to take an Uber.
Right.
Honestly.
Yeah, if you're carrying like
luggage. I don't want to take a train down there.
Because you have to walk from the train station a bit.
Yeah, it's not right off the thing.
It's not super far either, though. I mean, I've done it.
Not super far, but it's enough to be...
It's a pain in the ass if you're carrying a bunch of stuff, though.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, taking the subways... The L? Whatever. Taking the trains, like, a pain in the ass if you've got a bunch of stuff with you anyway. Like, even if it got off right by the convention center, you still have to deal with it while you're on it. And if it's busy, like a busy period, that kind of sucks.
Mm-hmm.
But,
Anyway, I've just been feeling this kind of, low-key anxious about everything lately, and I can't really figure out why. It feels like I've had too much coffee all the time.
Man?
Huh?
Too much coffee, man?
Here it is. I'm opening up my soul to you. Always telling me that I'm mean, and then you go and you're mean to me.
Oh, I'm not being mean. I'm just making jokes.
That's how I disperse
tension, is by making jokes.
It's very cruel. You're very cruel to me.
You know, you could still apply for a crew application.
I'm just going to sneak in.
The deadline's November 12th, you know.
What if I just bring pizza for people? I come to the show with pizza. Will they let me in if I bring in pizza?
Not without a badge, I wouldn't think. Definitely.
Well, I'm not saying I'm like, hey, I'm a delivery guy. I'd be like...
That sounds like an 80s movie plot. Mike the delivery guy.
Yeah.
You could possibly still apply for a press application to get a badge.
Mm-hmm.
I would say if you had known that you weren't going well back in October, you still could have applied for a professional application and gotten in cheap.
Yeah, well, I haven't been really thinking ahead much these days.
It happens. But I guess this makes sense because the website's focused on whatever the current convention is, but for whatever reason, C2E2.com doesn't actually tell you when next year's convention is. At least not that I've found so far.
Mm-hmm.
I found out that it was next year from looking at a events website, like a separate events website.
Hmm.
So. And how much are badges if you just wanted to get in for a day?
Let's see. I don't know anymore.
Oh.
A lot?
Well, I mean, kinda. They seem like a lot to me. Do you think you could pass for a kid?
Me?
You know, like one of those kids that's got like a porphyria? Is that it? No. Whatever that aging disease is.
Progeria? Those people tend to look the opposite of me.
Oh.
You know, they tend to be very, very small.
The people that get old really fast?
Yeah.
Oh.
They're not like giants like me.
Oh. I guess I was just mixing that up with a big...
Yeah. Weirdo.
Or Jack.
Oh, Jack's sad. Doesn't he die at the end?
I think so. I miss Robin Williams.
Yeah.
There was a recent article I read that he had a writer in his contract that required anything he worked on to hire, like, homeless people and stuff from the area to work on crew.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Interesting.
I think he might have been a genuinely good guy.
No, I've heard that a lot. I mean, you always have to, you know, take those things with a grain of salt, but he definitely, yeah, seems to be the general consensus.
Yeah. So a Friday badge is $40, a Saturday badge is $45, a Sunday badge is $45. And you could get a 3-day adult badge for $95. Plus, they charge a convenience fee, and then, or not a convenience fee, like a service fee. And, whatever.
I'm told you none of this is convenient.
Whatever the tax is. So. And at this point, you can't get them delivered. It's already past delivery time, so you'd have to get them will call. Which, actually, I waited so long to get mine that if I go, I might have to go get it through will call. Yeah. C2E2.
Yeah. I tweeted the other day that I wasn't going, and then I was like questioning whether or not I was in comics anymore.
Well, I don't think just not going to C2E2 means you're not in comics anymore.
Sometimes it feels like it.
Or at least I hope not.
Next year I will start anew. Starting anew in 22 is my new. How's that?
Is your new?
I got a slogan.
Starting anew.
I got a slogan, guys.
I might co-op that.
You can't co-op it. You can use it as well. But you can't take it.
I don't think co-op means to completely take. I think it means to just also use.
It means to share?
Well.
That makes sense.
In this case, I will say yes, it means to share.
You just don't like sharing with me.
Because August... sounds a lot better than December. But, you know, I'm stuck with the thing where, because I didn't make last year's con, I haven't seen anybody in Christ, you know, I mean, what, since the beginning of 2019?
Yeah.
Because that was the last con I was at. Whenever C2E2 was in 2019. So, it's like, I mean, I really do want to go, because I want to reconnect with some people. Especially since I don't do the Twitter anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Which, I don't know, I might pick that back up again, just to see what kind of state Twitter's in.
You know, I feel a lot better that I'm not on it as much. And I still post. I just, it's less.
Yeah.
And that is enough. That is enough for me, my friend.
And I've been cutting back on my
on your,
like, my news consumption and stuff, you know, because a lot of it's just, I still want to stay informed, but a lot of the news, especially if you're looking at, like, mainstream news, like CNN or something, it's all just, it's headline bait. They're exaggerating stuff to, you know, get clicks and whatnot. Or at least I feel like it, or they keep harping on stuff, like, and some stuff that I wonder why they focus on it as much as they do. I mean, not that it wasn't a tragedy, but, like, the accident on the set of, you know, Baldwin's movie, Rust.
Mm-hmm.
Which, not that that doesn't suck, but, I mean, they gave that a lot of screen time.
Mm-hmm.
And they're still giving it screen time.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, well, okay, do something about it. Don't just keep talking about it. You know? I mean, that's not the first person that got killed on set with a gun.
Right.
It's not like it's a shocker, like it's never happened before or something, you know. But, and that's not to say we should just shrug and ignore it, but it's also to say that, well, why hasn't that, those, like, safety things been fixed yet? Just stuff like that, and then, you know, they keep dragging it out. And they keep bemoaning everything that happens, and it's like, they keep saying, oh, this is the end of everything. It's like,
well, it is kind of, in a way.
Well, maybe. I mean, our lack of ammonia is leading to the fact that we're going to have a major crop shortage next year, which means famine in parts of the country and major food shortages in others.
Mm-hmm.
Or famine in parts of the world, I should say, and major food shortages in others. And that's a big deal, but they're not talking about that.
We're doomed.
They're talking about we're doomed every time, like, Trump tweets out well, he doesn't tweet anymore. Every time he has his lackey tweet out a statement from him.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, this is the end of everything. We're doomed. Like,
well, we are. We're doomed.
It's like, Jesus, man. Come on. Give me a break.
But we're doomed.
We're always doomed, Mike. We're doomed from our first breath, from our first heartbeat, before we're even born.
Hmm.
From the fertilization of the egg. We are doomed.
Oh. Hmm.
It's what we do and are doomed. We got to put the do in doomed. You know what I'm saying?
Oh.
See, I got a slogan, too.
That is a good one. Put the do in doomed. I like that.
Yeah, well, you know, you can use it.
Can I co-opt it?
You can co-opt it. I should probably check on the meaning of co-opt and see if that means what I think it means.
I think share probably is right.
Huh. Well, no.
Fuck.
To co-opt,
to take as your own, doesn't it?
Well, to co-opt means to choose or elect as a member, to appoint as a colleague or assistant, to take into a group, such as a faction, a movement, or a culture, to absorb or assimilate. Like, you know, like how, I don't know. How punk was co-opted into the mainstream culture. But it also means to take over or appropriate. So,
steal, you're a thief.
Okay, so co-opt is not the right word.
It's the right word for what I was saying.
Well, okay. In your case, it would be co-opting.
I'm going to take your shit.
But, anyway. My point is, though, is I've been trying to reduce my consumption of news. So I'm thinking maybe I can get some news in some other areas, like the, I don't know, the Twitter. And if I don't like it, I can always just stop using it again, right? I had the willpower to stop before.
That's true. You are a wealth of willpower.
Not really. If I have snacks in the house, I eat them, like, uncontrollably. And that's a problem. So I don't keep snacks in the house very often. Or if I do keep snacks, it's just like simple snacks, like, you know, trail mix or something. But man, give me a bag of, like, dude, I just went through like a couple of bags of Bugles with like a can of squeezy cheese. And that shit is good, because you stick the squeezy cheese in the, you know, in the hole in the Bugle and fill it up.
No, I don't want to know about your weird sex things.
Squeezy cheese and Bugles, dude.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm shocked by it as well.
I'm telling you. It's a thing.
Mm-hmm. I'm telling you.
It's a thing.
Yeah. Wait,
you can
perv.
You can co-op
it. Get off my airwaves.
You can co-op it.
I don't want to co-op. That's a good one. That's a good one to turn on me.
But anyway, good stuff. So I think there's one more episode coming up tomorrow, but I watched that new I Know What You Did Last Summer.
Okay.
I was kind of on the fence about watching it, just because I've seen pretty much the rest of the franchise, and it's kind of tired.
Oh, you saw the zombie one?
Is that the one where it's completely in a different part of the country, and the killer comes back
Denver,
as a...
It's in Denver, Colorado.
And the killer comes back as a ghost?
Yes, he comes back as... He's a zombie.
I guess. They can't kill him. I know that.
Yeah, he's a zombie.
Yeah, I've seen that.
That's a crazy one.
It is, and that was a good attempt to at least try to break out from the first... Was that the fourth one? Or the fifth one?
It is the third one.
Is that the third one? Only the third one. Huh. Okay.
Yeah, there's only three, I think.
So by the third one, they already... Well, I guess the only place they had left to go is into space, because they already did resurrected zombie version.
Yeah.
So, yeah, the next step would have been space. Or taking Manhattan, I guess.
And the thing about those movies is I never remember who actually did the killing.
I don't... You know? Yeah. And I'm not sure it matters.
Except that third one, because it is so insane.
And the third one, as I recall, is pretty much a ripoff of another movie that's not part of that franchise, but it's almost the same thing. It was like, it was a ripoff of a movie that ripped off I Know What You Did Last Summer.
Oh, Urban Legend or something like that?
Well, as far as like the how they actually set it up with like dumping the body in the well or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
It was another movie I had seen not that long ago that was, like I said, it was basically a ripoff of I Know What You Did Last Summer, but...
Yeah. Well, there's a lot of those, too, because that, like, person comes back to get revenge is a thing that's been done. I mean, hell, it's the plot of Zombie Nightmare.
Well, that's true, too, yeah, yeah. So, I mean, yeah, it's stuff that's been floating around, and I don't know, I don't... Those are movies that I watch just because... They were there. I didn't really want to watch them. Like, I didn't seek out to watch them, I guess. They were there, so I watched them.
Yeah.
And I never really thought much of them, not even the first one. So, they were just kind of filler popcorn type stuff. But, to be honest, I was never even a fan of, like, Scream or anything either.
Mm-hmm.
I felt like, actually, even though it did a number for the movie industry, like the horror movie industry, I felt like as a genre thing, it kind of demeaned the genre a little bit.
I don't think things like demean mean anything to horror. You would have to have pride in the first place.
I guess.
Demeaned in horror is a genre that does not give a fuck.
It spawned a whole bunch of clones, and it kind of turned the genre into a Scooby-Doo version.
Every good movie does that. Every good movie spawns a bunch of bad ones.
And it took a good, 8 years or a decade to recover from Scream, essentially.
Yeah.
I mean, as much as I hate to say it, it might have taken the Saw movies to drive it to the other extreme.
That's what it was. It was the Saw movies that brought back the other thing. Well, that made way for, what's his face? Eli Roth.
Yeah. I mean, Saul took it to the other extreme, and so things kind of settled back towards a middle ground, I guess. But it was just, yeah, my point, though, is that I didn't think, as much as they're liked and it was a franchise thing, I didn't think much of Scream either, is what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, I decided to watch, but I went ahead and decided to watch this anyway, just because the cast seemed pretty cool. I didn't really know him from anything, but when I looked him up, I was like, oh, okay, they've been in stuff I think I've seen before. And, it's an attractive cast, which helps. Which, I mean, is very much on brand for I Know What You Did Last Summer.
Mm-hmm.
So after watched this, and again, there's still, I think, one episode left that airs tomorrow. because Amazon was doing that thing where they released like four of them the first week and then released them weekly after that. And so it's been going on for a little bit. It's very much like a setup wise, it's very much like American Horror Story.
You know, I've never watched that show. I watched the first episode of Hotel. Is that the one with Lady Gaga as a vampire?
Yeah.
I've never watched it after that because I was like, this just seems like a long music video.
Well, to be fair to the franchise, that franchise, if you pick a different season, it's kind of a different thing.
Yeah.
Although, I don't know, like, the 1984 season's kind of a crazy rehash of the first season in that it's ghosty.
Mm.
Of course, there's some of that going on. I don't know. Basically, okay, so basically the American Horror Story format is to take your basic story, whatever it is, like say the first season's a haunted house story, and then just start throwing in a bunch of other shit until you've got like... Like, take the second season. It's supposed to be about an asylum and the bad things that are happening in an asylum that's run by a religious order.
Mm-hmm.
Then they throw in aliens, a serial killer that mutilates people, like basically a slasher dude.
Mm-hmm.
And a little bit of jumping back and forth in time. Not people jumping, but story jumping back and forth in time. And a Nazi, you know, a Nazi war criminal, a mad scientist German that creates weird hybrid people. Anne Frank is actually alive, but she gets electroshock therapied into not remembering herself anymore.
Wow, that's crazy.
There's a demon that possesses a nun. anyway, that's the basic format. Take a whole bunch of shit and throw it all together. And that's kind of what they did with I Know What You Did Last Summer, although it's more akin to the first season of AHS, which was a lot tamer compared to the other seasons I've seen. But they, you know, they start with the basic premise of the teenagers and accidentally kill somebody, cover it up, and then somebody comes back the next year and starts killing them off and killing other people and stuff. And, you know, reminding them that they know what they did last summer. And then they start throwing in, like, you know, hints of a cult thing going on. There's, like, a weird, you find, like...
Gotta have a cult.
Through flashbacks and stuff, you find out all kinds of stuff about the one twin... Because there's twin sisters in this, and it's one of the twin sisters that gets killed. Which I don't think I'm giving anything away, because that happens, like, pretty much right off the bat.
Sister! You have a twin sister!
And Obi. You know, they just start throwing in other weird shit. Spiders that eat brains.
Whoa!
Just oddball, weird-ass crap, you know? And it's... Which I think actually works better than if they tried to just maintain a sense of terror for 8 episodes or whatever. Because you can't terrible. You can't do it, for one thing, especially if you're spacing it out over weeks. It doesn't work. It just turns into blah after a while. Like, because you don't care anymore, you know?
Yeah.
You get numb to it or whatever. There were shows that they tried to do that in the past where I remember going like, you know, this would have been a lot more effective if it was like 3 episodes or something, but stretching it out to a season, it helps that this is a shorter thing, too. It's only 8 episodes long or whatever. Instead of having to stretch itself out to a full half season or, God forbid, a full season. But it,
Terror.
Part of the problem with this show is that there's no... I can't think of any character in there that's super likable. Or, like, identify... Like, you could really identify with.
Yeah.
Which, again, is kind of on brand for the franchise. It's mostly people that, you know, you're kind of... At some point, you're like, you don't feel bad that they're getting killed. You know? Because they're assholes or jerks or just... Whatever, you know. But at least there's at least usually one sympathetic person in there that you're supposed to be the person you identify with, you know. Like I think, you know, Jennifer Love Hewitt was I think in the first two, right? Because wasn't, if I remember right, wasn't she the one that like wanted to tell everybody?
She's the lead, yes.
And she was supposed to be the sympathetic character in that.
Yeah, she's the one whose life is ruined because she's hiding this secret that she doesn't think she should be hiding.
Yeah, and she got just pressured into it by the other people around her.
It was fucking Phillippe, man! It was Ryan Phillippe! He deserved to die!
Yeah. Wow, you're really invested in that.
I'm sorry. Just got a thing about the Phillippe!
But in this iteration of it, even the person that I'm pretty sure you're supposed to identify with, it's really hard to, because she's kind of just as fucked up as the rest of them.
Mm-hmm. That makes her more interesting.
Maybe, but it doesn't make her sympathetic.
That's what producers say. Yeah. That makes her more interesting.
But they drove all the things that would like make you be able to just identify with her. I mean, I guess people can identify with her, but it doesn't really make you want to sympathize with her. And if you're into hearing the word sus a whole lot, and not sus like I'm going to sus this out, but sus is in suspect.
That's new slang.
Yeah,
that's new slang, dude.
But if you're into hearing that a lot, then you'll like this because they say it a lot.
I'm into a lot of that, you know. I'm down. You know what? I'm down with it.
You're a linguist.
Don't you start.
What?
Don't say what you wanted to say.
I wasn't going to say anything.
You were going to say something.
No, I was going to say you're a linguist.
Mm-hmm.
You're Mike Linguist.
You know what?
I know lots of what's, but which one are you in?
I love drawing scenes where people aren't doing anything.
Is that sarcasm?
No, it's not sarcasm. I prefer doing them to action.
Oh, okay. Like just lounging around on couches and stuff?
Yes, but it is difficult in a way that I don't think that people that draw action scenes understand. Very difficult to draw.
How do you make them
people talking interesting?
Yeah, how do you make them expressive when you don't have the whole body to work with?
Mm-hmm.
I guess because action's kind of easy. You just have them doing stuff, and that's kind of action, right?
Yeah,
interesting poses and lunges and things. But, yeah, just talking. What do you think about, like, okay, when a script...
I'm again it.
I'm gonna throw out, like, a generic thing here. So you have a panel where they describe somebody sipping a drink and talking at the same time.
Yeah.
Do you think that should be broken up into two panels? Or should they have the drink approaching their mouth instead of actually drinking?
No.
What do you think?
Well, what I think is people that do that, people that complain about that stuff are taking it way too literal for something that, I mean, in a piece of storytelling where gutters and panels are supposed to theoretically show the passage of time.
Yeah.
So you have to assume that multiple things are happening, like microscopic multiple things. I'm not saying kicking a punching bag while, watching TV and playing guitar. But if somebody takes a sip and talks, it's okay if you put that in the same panel to me.
Huh. I'm not sure.
I also don't think that you have to have the mouth open in panels for talking like a lot of people do.
Yeah, I don't. That's
something, almost the same thing to me.
That's, yeah. Well, the mouth being open to me is something that just happens so damn frequently I don't pay attention to it anymore. But I don't know. I think I am on the cusp of, like, when an action would normally preclude talking, and not just sipping a drink, but, like, you know, having your head in a encased in something or something, you know, like where somebody couldn't actually hear you, then I don't know, you know, like, I think maybe that shouldn't happen. Like, the panel should probably either depict the before or after of the action rather than the actual action.
I understand, but I do not.
Oh, I know.
I do not.
I know you don't.
You need to shut up.
Because I've lettered over you, so I know you don't.
Maybe I know a little bit more than you do.
Maybe you do.
Maybe you are the student and I am the master.
Maybe you're just...
Yeah, that's right. Maybe I master you. Maybe, I own you.
Maybe you're just too big for your britches.
I own you.
Maybe you're just too big for your britches. You pwn me?
I own you.
Don't get sussy with me, Bernays.
You've been here. You need to come so you can get me into the show.
My badge is only for one. They don't sell, like, you have to buy extra
badges. Very similar.
Well, I mean, you know, if I wasn't going, then you could just take my badge. I don't know how you'd get it from Will Call, though. I think you have to have an ID. It's weird because they say you have to activate the badge, they say.
Yeah, that's something they've been doing lately.
Right. Well, they've been doing that the past several years, but I've never had anything, like, they don't check it at the gate or anything. It's not like they scan your badge when they go in. The guards there have all they can do just to, you know, eyeball you and see if you got one most of the time.
Yeah. I think that's more for a marketing thing inside there.
I think it is, because I don't know what it does.
I'm pretty sure that's what that's for. I don't think that's really a security thing.
Do the badges have RFIDs in them?
They got QR codes.
Right, but that, I mean, are the badges actively transmitting stuff?
I don't think so, no.
Or not actively transmitting stuff, but you know what I'm saying. Like,
no, I don't think so.
Because I have no idea how they know one way or the other. Like, if you had your badge on and you were in there and it wasn't activated or whatever. Like, so that's, I just think it's kind of weird. Kind of weird. But, anywho. Awful lot of trends here today.
I know.
So if you're, are you feeling the Christmas spirit yet, Mike?
You know what? I'm not, but.
No. Well, I have something for you.
Okay. Oh no, come on. I don't want to hear about your movies.
Well, you're gonna. This is one I think you want to watch. Because it's your kind of movie, but with a Christmas theme.
Is it not Ugly Sweater Party, is it?
Oh, no, that was terrible.
That is an awful movie.
Yeah, I saw that. It was dumb. No, this is called Elfette Saves Christmas.
Elfette? No! I didn't finish that movie!
Really?
Elfette Saves Christmas is terrible! Elfette Saves Christmas feels and looks like some rich white lady in Florida said, I can make a movie.
No, that's not a terribly off description.
I think that's exactly what that movie is. I hate it.
Huh.
I hate it. She's like, you, Will Ferrell can do it. I can do it.
Okay.
It reminds me that I can't leave it unseen, though, so now I have to, thanks a lot, I gotta watch it now, finish it.
It was just, it was one of those movies where, yes it is, it's terrible, but I watched it all the way through, just the same.
Look, I don't understand you. So it has to have like a tinge of wholesomeness for you to sit through it.
I guess.
That's what it is, because that movie is just as bad as the shit you say that I've seen, but you turn off, that you couldn't sit through.
I guess.
That's so weird to me.
Yeah, it is weird.
Yeah, Elfette Sage Christmas is awful.
What was that one about the guy in the family that gets turned into a dog for Christmas, like a bulldog or something like that?
It's called a bulldog for Christmas.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. That was good.
It's a girl, it's not a guy. It's like a girl.
Okay, that one was good. Of course, that had a bit of wholesomeness to it.
I think that's one of those David Lakoto kind of movies where they use like a porn set and make like family movies.
So is that redeeming the porn set?
I don't know. Well, I mean, porn set's not bad or good. It's a porn set. It's just
true.
There. It's not like porn isn't bad or good. It's just porn.
Oh yeah, I'm not saying porn's bad. I'm just saying like, is it counterbalancing the porn with the wholesome family aspect? I guess.
Yeah.
So I guess you don't want to hear about Finding Father Christmas then.
Not yet. I'm not doing the Christmas movies yet.
It's a Christmas rom-com. Light on the com, heavy on the rom.
I think that's probably true for all of those.
Most of those, yeah. Some of them are comedies. But, yeah, mostly they're mostly just romance movies, Christmas romance movies. I don't know. They're my junk food, man. I don't understand it either.
I thought junk food was your junk food.
Junk food's my kryptonite. Christmas romance movies are my junk food.
Mm.
And I don't know what my Christmas romance movies are. I mean, you know what I'm saying. Oh, but I did see a pre-Sliders-like pilot for a TV show that was helmed by George R. R. Martin.
Really?
It's called Doorways.
Interesting.
And it's got, let's see, George Newbern.
Oh, Superman.
And, Anne Lagernick. Lagernick? Anne Lagernick.
I don't know who that is.
I'm not sure I do either. I didn't really recognize her from anything before this, but it's also got a, what's her name? From The Matrix, Trinity?
Okay.
The actress's name, I can't remember.
Don't remember either.
Okay. Well, it's got her in it as a supporting role, and it's got, it's got a bunch of people you'd recognize. Like, Kurtwood Smith.
Red.
Yeah.
Clarence Boddicka.
Yes. Robert Nepper.
Don't know that guy.
He's usually a bad
Napier?
Guy. Say what?
No, it's Charles Napier. Who?
He's usually a bad guy. He was in like he's been in most recently, let's see, or going from recent to not recent. He was in iZombie. He was Angus McDonough. He was Rodney Mitchum in the newer Twin Peaks.
I didn't watch the newer Twin Peaks.
He was... See, I know I've seen him in, like... Just, he's usually a bad guy. I'm trying to think. Like, do you remember that TV show Cult?
No.
Oh, okay. That was 2013. He was in that. He was that Simeon character in Stargate Universe?
I never watched Stargate.
Okay, well, he was Sam Sullivan in Heroes.
Which one was Sam Sullivan?
I don't remember, but he was in it. I do remember him being in it. I think you'd recognize him if you saw him.
Not probably.
He was one of the bad guys in Carnival.
One of the bad guys in Carnival.
One of the, well, evil characters. I mean, they were all kind of weird in Carnival, but...
Yeah, I don't know which...
Okay, well, I trust me in that you would recognize him if you saw him.
Mm-hmm.
But this was, this show was from 1994. And actually, I think before that it was... It wasn't released as a movie until 94. I think it was, I want to say it was like 91 or something like that originally. 91, 92 when it was produced as a pilot. 92 was when it was actually first done.
Mm-hmm.
Carrie Ann Moss. That's what I was thinking of. I can't remember her name.
Yeah. I know who you're talking about. I just didn't know her name.
And Hoyt Axton's in it.
Hoyt Axton?
For a minute, yeah.
Still alive?
Yeah. Well, he was in 92.
Oh, okay. Anyway. I don't think Freddie Jackson's still alive now.
But
although I've been surprised, you know, I didn't know that Dean Stockwell was still alive.
Oh, is he?
No, he died yesterday or the day before.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
Oh, poor Dean Stockwell.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, but I didn't know he was still alive. You know, Gene Hackman's still alive.
Is he really?
Yeah.
Barely.
Yeah.
But anyway, so yeah, this was a weird thing that had to do with, you know, basically jumping through wormholes to alternate Earths and having different versions of the same stuff. So very Sliders-like, but several years before Sliders came out. And I guess from what it says, it was made for ABC, but the network declined to pick it up.
Mm, I know how that is.
Yeah. And it wasn't bad. It was pretty good. I mean, especially considering 1992, 94 era stuff.
Yeah.
It was written by George R. R. Martin, I guess, created, part co-created by Martin. But it was directed by Peter Werner.
Okay.
Yeah, he's done a lot of TV, apparently.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. He's done a lot of stuff I've actually watched. Like, did episodes of Justified and...
Justified, which show?
Grimm.
Fucking Grimm.
Fuck you and Grimm.
A couple episodes of Limitless, which I remember. A couple episodes of that Unreal TV show.
Oh, yeah. Julie watches that.
That's a good show. But, yeah, so apparently he's done a shit ton of TV. But, yeah, so that's on Amazon, though, if you want to check it out. It's called Doorways.
Okay.
I've been seeing a bunch of stuff pop up recently on Amazon that's short.
Mm-hmm. Like what?
You know, like short in the, like, hour and 10 minutes kind of short.
Hmm.
There was another good one that you might like. It's called Knife Corp.
Knife Corp?
Corp. Like C-O-R-P? Corp?
Knife Corp?
Knife Corp.
Well, it's a show?
It's a movie.
Mm.
And it's like a horror comedy. Well, more on the horror and lighter on the comedy, but it's got some funny bits in it. And, you know, that was pretty cool. And also, Jim Henson's The Storyteller is on Amazon.
I never watched that.
I don't remember seeing it either. Wasn't it a UK show? Was it even aired here? On cable, maybe?
I don't know. That's a good question.
Because I think it was a UK show. It's very British.
It's, you know, I think I might not be a Henson fan.
No?
Well, I mean, I can't think of a reason I don't like it, but I'm not as gaga as everybody about Henson stuff.
Hmm.
Like, people lose their shit over Muppets.
I mean,
I just never have.
I like Muppets. I like
them. Yeah, I think I do too, but I just don't think I've ever...
I mean, I don't like marionettes. But I like Muppets.
I'm not turning this into a racial thing. I'm just saying.
Racial? Are you
kidding? Well, what else would you call it? What would you call the differences between puppets?
I don't know. What's the difference between types of pencils?
I'm sure another kind of pencil would call you racist if you said you didn't like Ticonderogas.
Huh? Oh, yeah. I forgot that's the type of pencil. I was thinking the wagon. Sorry. I mean, I don't. I think for one thing, I don't like the strings on them.
I don't care why you don't like them. I was just saying. I did.
Generally, I don't like the carved feature. Like, I don't like the Thunderbird style. You know, like they just bug me.
The thing, if we're going to talk about why we don't like puppets, I'm pretty sure the thing that makes me not like puppets is the absolute suspension of disbelief kind of thing. It's the fact that nobody I can't say this right. Everybody, they refuse to act like they're not talking to a hand in a sock. You know what I mean? Everybody's pretending like this is a living thing, and I get that that's part of it, but it's just so fucking weird to me. And it's just...
So, did Yoda really bug you?
No. No, he didn't, because that was in a movie, and you can see that as a character. I think the same goes for, like, Henson movies. And, in fact, I think if Muppets are in a movie...
Like the Muppet movie?
Yeah, I can buy it more. But if it's, like, Kermit on the fucking Today Show...
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean? And that's ostensibly what the Muppet Show was. It's a variety show.
Right, but, I mean, it was a variety show... in the fictional Muppets universe, whereas seeing Kermit on the USA Today or whatever is...
That's why this is so difficult.
It's weird. I understand that, yeah.
I have a friend in Memphis who's a puppeteer.
Yeah.
And the thing is, there's no like, so I'm going to do this, and I'm going to do this, and you're going to play along with me. He just goes into it. And then all of a sudden, you're sucked into somebody's improv show, and it's like I don't want to perform here. You're making me perform by pretending that you are alive.
It's like dealing with a ventriloquist.
Well, that's what it is. That's a ventriloquist is a puppeteer.
But a ventriloquist is a worse puppeteer.
Why?
Because the puppet doesn't.
Same thing.
Because the puppet doesn't do anything but move its mouth and eyes and stuff. Or sometimes it's arm if you can see the stick, you know?
It's the same thing.
It's different. It's like the difference between, like, clowns and mimes. Mimes are much worse clowns.
Some would say that mimes are the authentic clowns.
They're wrong. Now, like a Pagliacci or whatever kind of clown, that's different.
Pagliacci.
Pagliacci?
Paglia. There's a G in there.
I know. Isn't the G silent?
I don't think so.
Huh.
Are G's silent?
I think they can be. Champagne.
They can be?
Champagne.
Champagne. That's how Curly said it in the Three Stooges cartoon.
Or campaign.
Okay, stop proving I'm stupid. I get it.
Explain.
There's no G in explain.
It's at the end.
Explain why this G is here.
It's explain.
Explain me.
Okay, anyway, before we got off on the puppet highway there. So far, I only watched the first episode, but the Jim Henson's The Storyteller was pretty good. Got John Hurt is
the storyteller.
The storyteller, yeah.
Yes, I remember when it came out. No, that was on in America.
Was it? Because I don't remember it, but I'm not sure that that's what I would have been watching in '89 necessarily.
That's absolutely why I don't think it did well.
Oh wait, the top thing says '89, but then the episodes say they aired in '87. Oh, okay. It aired from '87 to '89. I guess they were specials of some sort, or whatever. Or only aired, like, a couple times a year.
Oh, they were specials.
So it must have aired on... Did it air on cable, or was it on regular TV?
It was on regular TV. I think it was NBC.
Huh. Yeah, I don't really remember seeing them at all. The closest thing I can remember would have been, like, Amazing Stories or something, but...
It was a lot like that. It was, like, Amazing Stories.
But anyway, it was cool. John Hurt's got that. He's just one of those very distinctive voices.
Yeah.
You, when you hear it, you know who it is, kind of thing.
Yeah.
And
you want to watch him.
Like, he even sounded like that. It wasn't like he got old and sounded like that. He even sounded like that when he was younger.
He always sounded like that.
He always had that kind of, whatever. I can't even do his voice, but it had that particular timbre to it or whatever. Is he dead now?
He's been dead, yeah.
Oh, poor John Hurt.
What it was is he was eating, and this monster jumped out of his chest.
Oh, was that Muppet?
It was a Muppet! Motherfucker! These Muppets are menaces!
It's true. You can't trust a Muppet.
Don't ever trust a Muppet.
You don't know who's pulling the Muppet strings.
That's absolutely true! That's why you don't trust puppets!
Right.
Well, most of the time you do know who's pulling the strings because they're sitting there also looking straight into your eyes uncomfortably.
Ignore me.
Yeah, ignore me while I stare at you.
Ignore me. Ah, puppets. Do you remember that movie about the marionette that figured out it was a marionette?
I don't think so.
I want to say it was mid-aughts, 2007 maybe, and it was a foreign movie, I think. But I can't remember from where. And I just, it was like a fantasy movie, and the whole world, like, is, it starts out, you see in, like, strings and all, you see the marionettes. And then the one, the hero marionette, figures out that he's just a puppet.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess, I can't remember the rest of the story from there, but I can't remember what that was called.
It's called Yamama.
I thought it was really well done, and I enjoyed watching it. That's all I remember about it.
It's called Yamama.
Yo mama.
My mama! My mama!
So, anyway, I guess I'm going to stop asking if we have email. You can just tell me if we do, but that way if we don't, I don't have to ask and,
Well, you can keep asking. That's how I know to look for it.
And sound sad about it when we don't have it. Because, there's not a lot of point in sounding sad about it. So sad.
Crank?
Mike.
We have no email.
All I wanted was an email.
All I wanted was an email. And they didn't have it. So I destroyed every last one of them.
Yeah.
You motherfuckers.
Motherfuckers.
Hey, language.
Fuck off.
Fuck off. Fuck off.
I don't think I saw Sean on C2E2's Hardest Alley list. Is he going?
No.
He's got adult things to worry about.
Yeah.
Like strippers in the house.
Mm-hmm.
Bringing it all back around, baby.
You are. Wow, that's great.
I'm looking at the things that are in stores this week. God bless them. Femforce has an issue in stores this week.
Wow, that's amazing. How long has that been going on?
Before I was ever in comics, I remember, because somebody that worked on it was a local of Cincinnati somewhere. Because I remember being at the comic shop and the comic shop proprietor telling me that. And this was in the early to mid-90s. And it had been going on for a while then, I think. Between it, the main book, and its spinoffs or whatever, specials and stuff. Because it's up to 194 now. But I know it's at least been since the early 90s. Probably late 80s, I'm going to guess. But either way, that's a long time. For a continuous series or whatever. I mean, there's not a lot of series that aren't by major publishers that are still around since the early 90s even. So, yeah. God bless them.
Pretty amazing.
I haven't read an issue of Femforce since the mid-90s probably, but that's okay. I don't need to.
So hungry!
What's up, guys?
Hey! Hey, hey.
You need a general contractor who knows jack shit about repairing, fixing, doing anything in part of construction. I am your guy.
You're not a contractor.
I am now.
What?
I'm a general contractor.
How?
Because that's what my job is at my house.
Wait, you're just fixing shit, or are you?
No, I'm a general contractor. Okay. You hire me, and then I order everyone else around, and they explain to me what they need, and then I look stupid, and then I figure it out.
Well, I'm not going to tell you that you're a pioneer, because that's pretty much what my stepfather used to do. And he was the dumbest man on the planet.
Okay.
I just want you to know that don't feel bad if you're feeling dumb.
I problem solved. I got that shit done.
Well, that's good.
Well, Sean,
yeah. A bunch of headaches.
Sean, can I suggest a grab bag of catchphrases for you?
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
The very obvious, no problem.
No problem.
Okay. Yep.
I'm more of a no worries.
Okay, that's fine. You can vary on these things. You know, tailor them to your own kind of, you know, expression.
We've been brainstorming.
Let's see. Another one would be, I got this covered.
Okay.
That's a good one when you need to just go off and do something. And
mm-hmm.
So it kind of buys you some time, you know.
Okay.
Let me check into that.
These seem a little generic.
No. They're fine. We can go with it.
See, I was thinking more like, this is a house of cards that I can build.
Hmm.
Well,
that needs work.
That's better than those other generic shit.
I think maybe the point is that you're promising too much there.
Mm-hmm.
See, I'm the stuff I'm offering leaves you a lot of room to wiggle.
Yeah, wiggle.
What about like problem solved?
Well, there you go. That's a good one. That sounds like it's saying something without actually saying anything.
Yeah. What's going on?
I don't know. What is it?
Jamming out next door.
Oh, are the kids still there?
No, there's a guy next door who has an office. We don't know what he does.
It's the same thing we do.
We're comic book artists.
Yeah, but we're just a ragtag group of randos.
But he's just one dude.
No, there's a couple guys in there.
Oh. Anyway, it's a guy that we don't know what he does, but he does like to jam out.
Sweet.
He has
what are they called? General
specifics.
Yeah.
General specifics. Yeah, that's too clever.
See, that's my job.
General specific?
Yeah.
All right.
You should go sue him.
I'm putting that on my business card.
I kind of like the ragtag group of randos, though.
Because they have, like, some cool prints in there, and there's a couch.
What does that mean?
It's like they're doppelganger versions of us.
Yeah, well, I mean, don't you have some cool prints in there and some couches?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
We have a couch, yes.
Yeah, maybe it's the exact same thing. We have more shit.
You need to up your game and add another couch.
I guess I was considering the actual...
We don't do anything. We just play video games.
You play video games! I sit over here going, I wish I could play video games.
Oh. Image has a comic with an interesting title in stores this week.
Is it a sentence?
Kind of. It's a question.
Mike, actually, I made a list of some comic titles that I saw yesterday for you that I was going to send you last night, but then I got too tired.
Well, you know, I'm making fun of them knowing full well I'm going to put out a book called The Rock Gods of Jackson, Tennessee. So I know.
Okay, this first one that I found is called Don't Be Soft Rice Man.
All right.
Okay. I hate these titles.
The next one is Trapped in a Web Novel as Good for Nothing.
Yeah. That, I like the first part of that. I don't get the second part.
It could also be trapped in a web novel as a trash.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. This is the actual good one. Girlfriend who absolutely doesn't want to take a bath versus boyfriend who absolutely wants her to take a bath.
What is that story about? Well, I guess they just told us.
Yeah.
But
that's a perfectly good title, actually.
But I'm guessing that has like 75 volumes, and I'm trying to figure out what could be the story.
This lists up to chapter 49.
See, it can seriously not be graphic novel after graphic novel of a guy trying to get his girlfriend.
Hina, 23, really hates taking a bath because it's too much of a pain. However, her boyfriend, Tepe, tries to make her take a bath with various strategies. Can Hina continue to be stubborn until the end?
Huh.
That's a goddamn comic.
That is a goddamn
49 comic. 49 volumes?
No, chapters. I don't know how long a chapter is.
Well,
is this like a web?
Floppies, do they?
No, but there's chapters. They technically do sort of floppy just because they could be like in a volume with other things, you know?
I mean, if you think about it, Roadrunner and Coyote had at least 49 chapters.
Okay.
I don't know if they did.
I think chapter 49 is the last chapter of volume one.
Okay.
But that could be well over 200 pages, I'm guessing.
What the fuck?
Yeah, man. It's a Coyote Roadrunner kind of situation.
I think I'd give up after...
That's a good Spy vs. Spy.
Yeah, that too.
Spy vs. Spy, okay. I really like that game, Spy vs. Spy.
The spy who didn't want to take a bath, and the other spy who...
wanted them to take a bath.
Stinky.
Okay, I'm hungry. What are we eating?
Well, the name of the comic that I saw from an image that I thought had an interesting title was called What's the Furthest Place from Here?
Yeah.
That's a good title. I like it.
Okay.
Also, Undiscovered Country number 17 is in stores this week. I'm still scrolling. Scrolling, scrolling, scrolling. Rick and Morty Corporate Assets number 1 is in stores.
That's kind of called A Righteous Thirst for Vengeance. That's not even that long.
Yeah, that's not that long. Corporate Assets is written by James Asmus with art by Jarrett Williams. And I think colors by Jeremy Lawson. By the way, I haven't worked with James Asmus in several years. We did a book together a long time ago.
What part of I'm hungry did you not understand?
I thought you were still figuring out what you want to eat. Like hot dogs or something, maybe?
Wait. Hot dogs? You guys like hot dogs?
Guys, did you hear about this?
What?
Comics got a ransomware hack attack?
No.
Who did?
Diamond.
Oh, no kidding. That could screw up a lot of shit.
Mm-hmm.
Except for DC, who doesn't use them anymore.
Well, and almost everyone else.
Is Image off of them, too?
I don't know.
Huh. But, anyway. So I guess that's it. Mike needs to go eat lunch, because he's hungry.
Hot dog.
And I think he's edging into hangry territory.
I am. You guys like hot dogs?
You want some hot dogs? How about Doug's dogs? Is that still around? Doug's dogs?
Oh, no, it is not.
Something awful founder died?
Rough week. You can reach us at crankcast.com, crankcast@gmail.com. Mike's website is ihatemike.com. You can read Battlepug stuff at battlepug.com. Sean's a band. Thankyouforflying.com. And you can find everybody else around on the Twitters and the Instagrams and the, TikTok-a-tick-a-tuckas.
TikTok and you don't stop.
Exactly. TikTok won't stop.
Bye. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye.